That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey folks, today's show is brought to you in part by our Patreon page at BobSeskaShow.com. It's absolutely the best way to support this podcast. You can sign up for as little as $1 per month or as much as $15 per month. And in fact, if you sign up at the $15 per month level, here's what you're going to get in return. You're going to get our Tuesday and Thursday shows presented without commercials. We take out all the commercials for you. Plus, you also get two post-mortem mini shows recorded after the credits on our Tuesday and Thursday podcast. And you'll also get the subscription-only After Party podcast on Fridays with its revealing discussions about sex, drugs, rock and roll, and politics. Again, that's BobSeskaShow.com or click the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at BobSeska.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
We have an amazing relationship. And it's very physical. I mean, he still pushes all my buttons. And, you know, people say, oh, but he's so much older than you. And you know what? I'm the one having to push him away. Yeah, we both have so much in common. We both love soup. And we love the outdoors. We love snow peas. And... talking and not talking. We could not talk or talk forever and still find things to not talk about.
Bob Seska!
Hello, Seska. You're looking radiantly maternal.
The Bob Seska Show!
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, September 3, 2020, and this is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 1,323 of the Trump crisis, 61 days into the 2020 presidential election, and let's bring him in. It's the Goth Ninja. Because we all love soup and talking and not talking. It is David Ferguson. We call him T-Rex from the T-Rex Report podcast, also from Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com, to buy all the music from his latest project, his Song of the Summer, which we just played on the Indie Music Countdown, debut on the Indie Music Countdown on Sunday. It was number 18 on the countdown. Not because it's 18th in our hearts, just because... well, that's the way the timing worked out. Also, Jody Hamilton from the Bunker podcast, from -the-bunker.com, also from the Stephanie Miller Show on Tuesdays, sexyliberal.com, if you want to support all of the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network shows, including Jody's show. Okay, so let's talk about bags of soup. Here's the big question of the hour. How do you envision Donald Trump's bags of soup? I'm thinking like...
Do you have the audio? Because some people might not know what we're talking about.
All right,
I just want to hear it in a, you know, 12-year-old Trump homeroom voice.
Okay. Well, if you start vomiting, it's David's fault. Here's Trump talking about bags of soup.
And then they have cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right? And then when they get caught, they say, no, this is soup for my family.
Soup for my family.
This is soup for my family.
Made up.
It's incredible. And you have people coming over with bags of soup, big bags of soup, and they lay it on the ground, and the anarchists take it, and they start throwing it at our cops, at our police. And if it hits you, that's worse than a brick, because it's got force.
What?
It's a perfect size. It's
what?
Like
that's some
perfect
fantasy, man.
And when they get caught, kidding. I say, no, this is just soup for my family. And
soup
then the
for my
media
family.
Says, this is just soup.
Soup is good
These
food.
People are very, very innocent. They're innocent people. These are just protesters. Isn't it wonderful to allow protesting? No. And by the way, the media knows it better than we do.
Okay, no, he didn't have any mini strokes at all.
No, he's just absolutely, positively has not had a series of small strokes, whatever you may have heard.
Yeah, awesome how they rabbit seasoned, duck seasoned him into that one, right? Confessing,
totally.
Oh, yeah. It's like they are so outraged about things that journalists just didn't say. It was the same with Joy Reid yesterday. He was talking about how Joy Reid said something about Muslim terrorists. Joy Reid said no such thing. She didn't use the phrase Muslim terrorists, but he was so outraged. Brr! The guy who banned Muslims from coming into the country, or at least tried to, is outraged that Joy Reid would say something like Muslim terrorists. But anyway, with this bags of soup thing, I'm thinking grocery bags, like the plastic grocery bags with just loose soup in it. Just the liquid soup.
But is it like a chunky soup or more of a bisque?
I guess the chunky soup would cause the most damage, you know, because of all the chunky things.
The larger
in
can? Well, also.
Well, the larger can. But
I'm picturing when I hear bags of soup, I picture the big frozen bags that come off the Applebee's truck. I don't know if any of you have ever worked in one of those microwave restaurants like Applebee's or TGI Fridays or whatever, but like soup comes in giant, like vacuum sealed frozen blobs.
Or like when Orange is the New Black, they had the corporate prison for profit kind of company come in and they started providing soup in those giant bags. Looked like a big bag of vomit, just clear plastic bags filled with vomit. I guess he's thinking just bags of soup, like almost like a sock full of quarters. Like the other way around. But that's just Donald Trump's weird, twisted fantasy about the world. He wants his people to believe. I guess it's all part of the con. It's part of his dementia. It's all part of the same set of things where he's really playing up this notion that the Democrats are all about just violence and just beating up everybody.
Anarchists.
Yeah, anarchists, which is really funny.
I don't think I've heard the word anarchist this much since, like, I was a 16-year-old punk rocker.
Right. It's not since high school have we heard this much about anarchy. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how the Democrats can be both in favor of big government and anarchy all at the same time. I don't know how that's even possible, but somehow
that's up there with how can immigrants be shiftless and lazy and yet these superhuman workers that will do, you know, 6 days work and an hour for a nickel.
Well, so that was the fun, silly thing, but it's all part of this larger effort to scare his supporters into making sure they vote for him. And speaking of that, he was also talking in North Carolina about how his supporters should all vote twice. This is a new thing. And not only is he now supporting mail-in voting, vote by mail process. He was just tweeting about that today. He did a 3-tweet thread about how his supporters should all go in and vote by mail. But
and then go in person and vote.
Yes, and then go in person and vote in person. And, well, let's have him explain it here. This is him, you know, and by the way, we're not doing high-pitch Biff. We're not doing tiny Trump. We're getting close to the election. I think we can all deal with his actual voice because we're all grown-ups.
Well, they'll go out and they'll vote, and they're going to have to go and check their vote by going to the poll and voting that way because if it tabulates, then they won't be able to do that. So let them send it in and let them go vote. And if their system's as good as they say it is, then obviously they won't be able to vote. If it isn't tabulated, they'll be able to vote. So that's the way it is. But send in your ballots, send them in strong, whether it's solicited or unsolicited.
Make sure you're strong when you send them in.
Make sure you're looking very strongly.
Lift some weights beforehand, like Linda Hamilton did in T2 before a shot. She'd lift weights.
Get a pump.
So that her muscles looked really good.
First you get the pump, and you get the pump, and then you mail your ballot.
Pump you up.
Damn it.
Some T's are fine. We have to work to get them. You know, it means something. And you send them in, but you go to vote. And if they haven't counted it, you can vote. So that's the way I view it.
Just so you guys know that him promoting a felony is also a felony.
Yes, it is. It is a felony. I was curious about that yesterday. In fact, I tweeted it at Glenn Kirshner and Bradley Moss. I was like, guys, what's the law say on this? He's urging his people to vote twice. So what he's explaining here, just to be perfectly clear through all of that word salad, what he's trying to explain is, first of all, still a felony. But what he's saying is vote by mail. Make sure you go do that. And then go in and try to vote in person. And if they don't let you vote in person, then they received your mail-in ballot and everything's fine. So he's asking his voters to verify that their mail-in ballots were counted or at least received by going to the polling place and making sure that they're unable to vote a second time. But the process of going to a polling place and trying to vote a second time, even if it's to make sure that they received your mail-in ballot, still a felony.
Still a felony. Attempting to vote more than once is a felony. Yes. It doesn't, especially if you're knowingly doing it. If you're innocently doing it, that's still a felony, but at least you're not consciously doing it.
Yeah.
But it's like you sent in your mail-in ballot. If you can't track it like you can in California, because we can track our ballot from the time it's delivered to the county registrar on, mm-hmm. we know whether it's been tallied or not. And luckily in California, if something is wrong with your mail-in ballot, they will notify you so you can fix it.
Yeah. And of course, bonus.
So not every badass. State does
it's like
that.
The alien tracker in Aliens, you know, and he's like,
well, it's a barcode. I mean, they're all barcoded, so they know when they've been received.
Yeah.
Because every ballot has its a significant signature barcode to it. So that, I mean, for somebody to like encourage people to spend 5 years in prison, great idea.
This is amazing. Please go commit a felony voter fraud in order to own the libs. That's basically what he's suggesting.
I don't get it. Democrats aren't going to be doing this, by the way, Trump. Your stupid followers might, because they're stupid, and then you're going to try to say that the election was bad. You're throwing away your own votes at that point.
But there are people who are telling me this is actually a way for Donald Trump to prove there's voter fraud. By encouraging
people to do it.
Yes, that's not proof of vote anything. That's proof that Donald Trump's followers are fucking morons who are willing to go in and risk committing a felony.
Right. I mean,
it's not even a risk. They will be committing a felony.
For
whatever reason, you try to vote a second time, you are going to be prosecuted.
Absolutely.
That is so goddamn dumb. But
the amount of fraud that's been detected over the years is so infinitesimal, and everybody gets caught.
And in fact, I think Bill Barr was asked about this by Wolf Blitzer on CNN yesterday.
Christ.
And he was saying, oh, yeah, well, we caught a couple of them. We got one or two. Well, you got them. That means they didn't get away with it. And one or two out of how many votes? Let's just go back to 2016. How many votes were cast for president? Something like what? 135 million?
Yeah, 135 million. Like, yeah, something like that.
Somewhere in that range. There was 62 million for Trump, 65 million for Hillary. You put those together, it's something.
And another 7 million for others. There was another 7 million for other people.
Oh, right. So we're talking about in the range of 130 million votes. And so, Bill Barr caught two. Congratulations.
The other thing is he was asked, you know, well, isn't this a crime? He goes, I don't know. Of course, everybody knows it's a crime to vote more than once.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear Bill Barr trying to wiggle out of this one. And imagine when you're hearing this, imagine this.
Because
that's exactly what Bill Barr did.
Mm-hmm. And then let them go vote. And if the system is as good as they say it is, then obviously they won't be able to vote. It sounds like he's encouraging people to break the law and try to vote twice.
Well, I don't know exactly what he was saying, but it seems to me what he's saying is he's trying to make the point that the ability to monitor this system is not good. And if it was so good, if you tried to vote a second time, you would be caught if you voted in person.
That would be illegal if they did that. If somebody mailed in a ballot and then actually showed up to vote in person, that would be illegal.
I don't know what the law in the particular state says.
You can't vote twice.
Ugh. Well, I don't know what the law in the particular state says.
What do you think it says, Bill Barr? This is just where, in like South Dakota, it says, oh, yeah, it's okay to vote twice. You think there's any law on the books anywhere that allows people to vote fucking twice? No, of course not. But, I don't.
Do you remember Weird Science?
Yeah.
When they turned the brother Chet into the like farting shit monster.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean, that's what I hear or see in my head when I hear Bill Barr. It's
yeah.
Yeah, just all over the justice system. Just like, well, right. I don't know what that, there is, you're right. There's not a state in the union. There's not a place on the planet where voting twice is a thing.
No, no. So he
where
hedges
it's
on
not
that.
Okay. And it's just like, dude, it's not okay anywhere.
Yes, yes.
Anywhere. The whole point is one person, one vote.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Oh,
lock
God, I hate
him
them
up.
So much. They're just like the moral equivalent of the gunk you scrape out of the back of your wheel wells.
Yeah. And incidentally, speaking of that, Bill Barr also said on CNN yesterday, it's very rare for an unarmed African American to be shot by a white police officer. Yeah, very rare. He says this the day before the atrocity in Rochester that happened. Right. I haven't seen the video. I don't know a lot of the details yet. Kimberly came rushing in. Did you see the video? And she described it. And it was just like, it's enough to just make your brain melt out of your ear that this shit continues on and on. They stuck the guy's head inside a plastic bag and suffocated him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a African-American man, black man in the street. They threw a plastic bag over to the cops, put a plastic bag over his head, suffocated him. He didn't die.
What?
You can get brain damage from that.
Yeah. Just fucking horrible. And Bill Barr was, well, that's not a shooting. I'm
oh
sure
my
that.
God.
No. He didn't say that. But I'm sure that's how, if he were to be asked about that, he would go, well, that man wasn't shot. He was suffocated, wasn't he? I mean, it's just the Bill Barr gaslighting is off the charts. He's completely...
Well, it's like Nicole Wallace's. They just make it up. They just make shit up. They just say things that are 180 degrees away from the truth. And just... And they were the ones that were screaming about vote fraud, why we need voter ID, and we need to be able to track voters and, you know, purge the voter rolls of anybody who... And it's just like... And now they're arguing 180 degrees the other way.
Mm-hmm.
The thing we have to bear in mind more than anything else with these people in terms of the things that Bill Barr was saying yesterday, these lies specifically, and then you can loop this into the inaugural committee, which is a whole other issue. They are lying to their own people. They are ripping off their own people. Mm-hmm. This isn't about the three of us or other people who are anti-Trump. This is not about them taking advantage of us. They are taking advantage of their own people. All of these fucking suckers, we just mentioned the number, 62 million people were suckered by a con artist and a group of con artists. And they continue to be suckered by a group of con artists. And that is, I mean, while we sit here and go, well, look at all of those idiots, it's a problem for all of us because we're constantly getting the blood spatter from their fuck-ups, and that's entirely a group problem. It's not just a problem that's limited to the Republican side, and you can kind of also weave in the fact that the Q conspiracies are worming their way into the Republican Party as well, and that's becoming a serious problem, too. That's a whole other issue that we're going to have to deal with. I mean, imagine the Republican Party then pushing the notion of celebrities kidnapping children and harvesting their adrenaline-filled blood to create.
I thought that was only here in L.A.
but that's the Q conspiracy, that they're taking the children's blood and processing it into adrenochrome. So this is the insanity that's being wormed into the Republican side of the aisle, and they need to get a handle on their crazy people, but I don't think they will. Because as long as there are votes there, they're going to keep cultivating them. And that's what's horrifying. I mean, imagine the way we have to deal with Trumpers right now. Imagine that multiplied by QAnon. It's just staggering. So
just watching those guys that made the amassed outside Portland and then went into town shooting at people with the big flags. It looks just like, you know, ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yeah. It just looks exactly the same. It just, they're fatter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see a lot of that. No matter which way the election goes, I feel like the months between, we have to win this election.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. We do. And here's why. I mean, because they're already starting. Donald
Trump. Are you
Trump...
cutting your hair, Jody?
No.
What was that snipping sound?
I don't know.
Maybe, was it me?
I don't know.
Was I doing something to my
cat.
Microphone?
She's over here.
No, I don't know what that was. It sounded like scissors.
Okay. Are there Russians? Is there like a Russian barbershop tapped into our, our line?
Please
here?
Take little offsides. Leave top alone. I want Kim Jong-un look, yes.
Well, so
oh, no, Sarah Sanders wants that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, so what's happening is they're actually previewing what a second term is going to look like, and it's happening right before our eyes. We can see it occurring. Donald Trump is telling us what he plans to do is to start rounding up dissidents, and it's already began. I mean, he was doing this with his stormtroopers, his secret police, going in and gassing and firing rubber bullets into crowds of peaceful protesters in Lafayette Park and elsewhere. The next 4 years, if things go horribly awry, going to look a lot like this past summer. And the other thing is that even guys like Rand Paul, is he Rand Paul calling for the arresting of citizens before investigating? Yeah, without crimes. Basically, he said the FBI needs to investigate, but the only way you can do it is you have to arrest people. So he's talking about going around arresting people without charges.
I thought he was Mr. Libertarian.
Yes.
It's like, oh, fuck, Rand Paul.
Yeah, I'm trying to find...
Fucking dead squirrel on your head.
I'm trying to find arresting dissidents without charges in the Libertarian Handbook, and God damn it, I couldn't find it anywhere. Shocking.
Just
that
like libertarians on the clitoris.
that's right. And by the way, you speaking of Rand Paul's libertarianism, Rand Paul wants to criminalize abortion. Make no mistake, he and his dad are not the libertarian purists that they fancy themselves to be. They want to throw women in jail for having abortions on charges of murder. That is the father-son Rand Paul, Ron Paul position on that. That is not libertarian in any way, shape, or form.
About RuPaul? Sorry.
Well, with RuPaul, I think we know anything goes. I mean, I think RuPaul is the ultimate libertarian. Do whatever you want.
Whatever
have at
makes
it.
You happy as long as it doesn't hurt other people.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what's in our future now. Donald Trump arresting anyone who is mean to him on Twitter. He's already doxing people like David Farenthold. I mean, the White House is literally doxing journalists right now, collecting dossiers. And I assure you, on top of all of that, and this may actually have already been a news story, but since the fire hose of news has created all kinds of issues following this shit, it's hard to know. But I mean, I would be shocked if the White House, specifically people like Jared Kushner, Donald Trump himself, maybe either some others who don't have any security clearance, are just thumbing through FBI records. I'm positive that they're going through people's FBI records, enemies. Going through those documents and saying, okay, what can we use? Friends, too. I mean, how do you think they got Ted Cruz to throw his wife under the bus, right, and acquiesce to Donald Trump? How do you think they got Lindsey Graham to acquiesce to Donald Trump? Compromat. This is what the Russians have been doing to Donald Trump and his entire family, more or less. So why not take that same process? Donald Trump loves the authoritarians. Donald Trump loves the dictators. So I'm sure he's collecting compromat on his friends and enemies alike. And we're going to see more and more of that kind of thing. We're talking about now, and when I use the phrase fascist tyranny in the United States, I'm not being colloquial about it. I'm not being facetious. I'm not trying to...
Yeah, you're not being like a hippie who just like doesn't want to move off the bench. You fascist! You know, I mean, this is real. This is...
Real.
With apologies to Jonah Goldberg, who deserves none, it is literal fascism.
Yes.
Literal fascism is what we're up against now. And it people... I still feel like people are not responding with the urgency... this new coronavirus czar, you know, whatever Atlas his name is.
Scott Atlas, either.
Scott Atlas is like, herd immunity means a giant pile of bodies. And we don't know that that having coronavirus makes you immune. People have been recontracting like months down the line.
Yep.
They're going to fucking kill us all.
Oh, yeah. We have lots to talk about when it comes to coronavirus. In addition to Scott Atlas... We're also going to talk about both Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and we have to talk about Adam Carolla.
What happened?
His whole family got COVID.
His whole family.
Fine.
He and his whole family have COVID.
Yeah, they're still in quarantine. He and his wife don't feel. I just heard him talking on the news. He and his wife are having more difficulties, but their two children seem to be okay at the moment. But they're staying. Luckily, they can afford to quarantine and be at home and do what they need to do for themselves and their kids. But yeah, he said it, for him and his wife, it's been very taxing. He didn't go into full detail, but it sounds like, and he, talk about a healthy guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus. No kidding.
You know, out of all the, you know, the guilty crush that everybody has, it, like, of course, I mean, but God, I really love The Rock.
He's fantastic. I love him.
He's a badass.
Too.
It took me a long time to warm up to him because I'm not a big fan of the wrestling. But
he's
the same,
very funny.
But he is. He's a talented actor, and he's going to be Black Adam in the DC universe, which is awesome because Hawkman is going to be in that movie too. But, you know, on the opposite end of that spectrum, there's Adam Carolla. So,
I saw his tweet, and I'm just like, dude, you look like you smell like shit and newsprint and salami all the time. You know those guys?
Yeah.
Like, just, condescending, and it's just like, okay, so you're buying full 100% into the Republican line that COVID is a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and who got played or whatever, and it's just like, you don't understand. Something like 1,000 University of Georgia students have already tested positive since the beginning of the semester.
Yeah.
That is not an exaggeration. Mm. That is literally 1,000 young people who have been infected. And apparently the fraternities and the sororities are like ordering their members not to go get tested because if too many people come up positive, they'll shut down the chapter and they won't make their fundraising goals for Rush.
Oh, my God. This is why I was never a member of any sorority or fraternity. Yeah. I wasn't a little sister either. Oh, my God.
So meanwhile, this like spills over into the actual people who live here who were safe for a while because the whole thing started when they were away on spring break and the university was just like, don't come back.
Yeah.
But now they're here and they're going to bars and they're having parties and they're hanging out in the frat house and they live in the dorms and the infection and death rate is just kicking up.
Yep.
Just kicking off.
Yep. And there are lots of little things that they don't understand about pandemics. This isn't like getting cancer, where if you get cancer, you either live or die. And if it's the right kind of cancer, you can live and be fine and be in remission and have no problem. If it's the wrong kind of cancer and it ravages your body, you're going to die. It's not like that. I mean, it's like getting cancer and then giving it to everyone you know. That's the difference. That's the difference between just getting a disease and getting a disease that is also communicable. But I mean, here's what Adam Carolla, this is what Adam Carolla tweeted 2 days ago. He said, turns out the people dying from COVID are old or sick or both. How many of you pussies got played? And of course he misspelled pussies. And he said, and who's going to get played the next time? Okay, two problems with this. I mean, right off the bat. First, you don't have to die from COVID to be completely fucked by it, right? Because we're hearing about all kinds of other side effects from getting it. Obviously, if you don't die, you may end up with a lifetime of pre-existing conditions, whether it's heart problems, whether it's circulatory problems. There's all kinds of things that they're just now starting to figure out and learn about in terms of what the overall scenario is, what the prognosis is for your entire system, much less your lungs. But the other thing is, too, while younger, healthier people don't die as often, whether it's these college students, these frat boys and whatever, they can still transmit the virus to the older, less healthy people, which is why Adam Carolla is a completely irresponsible dick for tweeting this out. People listen to him. He is one of the most popular podcasters on the entire internet.
Really?
He was a pioneer on the format. He was one of the first to monetize it and all the rest of it. So there's lots of people who kind of not only listen to Adam Carolla, but who are copying his business model. But the problem is that sizable audience that he has. They listen to him as being not only a comedian, but a person of authority. That's how he kind of comports himself, as a funny man who's got this degree of authority about knowing things and talking about things. And so people hear that and they go, yeah, he's right. It's only the old people and the sick people who die. And I'm young and healthy. And what could possibly go wrong? And then those people are getting infected with COVID and then giving it to everyone they know. And the people they know might not be as young and healthy as they are. That's the nearsightedness of this. This is why we should not be listening to Dr. Carolla.
Right.
We should not be listening to Dr. Trump. They're not physicians. They don't understand the dynamics of something like this. And you know what? You don't have to be a doctor to fully understand the dynamics of a fucking pandemic. All you have to do is understand what happens when someone pees in a pool. You cannot confine the pee. It's going to go everywhere. And that's why the whole strategy with, you know, separating out the response state by state is foolish. Because if one state has an outbreak, it's not going to be confined to just that one state. The peeing in the pool metaphor. It goes everywhere. You could be on the other side of the goddamn pool feeling, oh my God, everything's great. And then you could be bathing in urine. I mean, that's kind of how it works. So, Jesus, this is the kind of shit. And now there's been this turnaround in terms of our values in this country, where now being irresponsible, being reckless, being loudly ignorant about science has become a point of patriotism. Mm-hmm. Where people feel like, I mean, we see these caravans of Trump supporters with their American flags and their Lee Greenwood and their Trump flags and all the rest of their red, white, and blue, thinking that we're the great patriots. It's all about freedom and liberty. Brawr! But it's not. They're taking away our liberty. We're 6 months into this because of this ass backwards deferral of presidential responsibility, of leadership responsibility off to the states, which is completely ineffective. And, you know, you go back to that West Wing clip where Jed Bartlett, where Martin Sheen talks about how, you know, Texas and Florida didn't fight World War II on their own.
Right.
It was a national crisis requiring a national effort. It's like after 9/11, we didn't send people from New York City and Northern Virginia to go fight the war on terror. People from all over the country went and fought the war on terror. It was a national effort because we had national needs, and we continue to have national. The pandemic is a national crisis requiring a national response. All of us doing the same thing at the same time. And these guys will never fucking understand that. You know why? Because they want to be rewarded and applauded for their laziness and their irresponsibility. That's what it is. They're just too fucking lazy. They're too fucking entitled. They're too fucking self-indulgent, wanting to do anything they want and feel like that they can somehow justify it because the president of the United States allows them to. And the president is encouraging them to.
Just feeding bodies into the fire.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Movie theaters are opening up next week so we can all see, Tenet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well be sending people to gas chambers.
The numbers are going to start going up again very, very soon because we've got the schools, we've got the movie theaters, we've got the colder weather coming in. Already I've been noticing it's starting to get darker earlier in the day and so on. It's going to be a horrendous autumn and winter. Because we just refuse to do the right thing. We have lost track of what is acceptable behavior. We've lost track of our values here. The great irony is a lot of the older people that taught our generation about these values, about these positive character traits, responsibility, mindfulness in terms of the greater good, and so on. These are things that now the people who taught us those lessons are now the ones who are kind of shirking those lessons. I've never seen this rejection of the things that are good in the name of someone who is so intrinsically awful, and that is Donald Trump. It is just staggering to me what people have been able to get away with, what people are willing to do to themselves and the people around them in the name of defending this clown from New York City, who for years was nothing but a caricature of himself. He was nothing but a punchline to anyone who knew about Donald Trump for years and years, for decades almost, knew that he was just a colossal joke. That fuck up with the weird hair who bankrupted all his casinos. Casinos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for some reason, people feel as if he appeared out of nowhere magically on the escalator going down in Trump Tower and making that announcement and didn't have all this history of being just a joke for so much. Oh, yeah.
You know, for years, he was my example to people of what will happen to you if you surround yourself with yes men.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. people who don't ever challenge you, like, how does my hair look? Oh, mm-hmm. Excellent, Mr. Trump. You know, like just
exactly
fucking suck ups, and you end up with a, you know, completely divorced from reality.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I want to go back to what we were talking about in terms of the preview that we're getting of a would-be second Trump term, because there's something that's going on with Chad Wolf and DHS that is also quite alarming. Again, we're talking about the arresting and investigation of people who are mean to Donald Trump. We're talking about rounding up dissidents, which is something that we've been talking about with regard to Turkey and Erdogan for a couple of years now, saying, watch out, when Donald Trump starts rounding up dissidents, he's gone full Erdogan, he's gone full Turkey, he's gone full Vladimir Putin, and we're already getting that now. But related to, of course, the pandemic, COVID-19 infection rates are exploding again across the nation. We know it's common sense that everyone should wear a face mask. Finally, though, most states have put mask mandates in place. Face masks are still our best way to protect ourselves, our family, and our community. But what happens when the mask you thought you were buying is fraudulent and just generally crappy? Well, the FDA has provided a list of authorized respirator mask manufacturers, but finding those masks has been a challenge, and verifying their authenticity is even harder. But right now, don't sweat it. The NewDealShop.com has FDA authorized respirator masks with anti-fake authentication on every package to ensure they work. The masks are tested by the NPPTL in the United States and provide greater than 95% filtration. And right now, these masks are in stock and shipped for free for my listeners when you add the code SEXYLIBERAL, two words. Go to TheNewDealShop.com and order your supply today. Free shipping. That's TheNewDealShop.com. Get them and keep yourself, your family, and your community safe. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show. Kiss a bird or maybe some light. That's what I need to get me through the night. Only that morning sun, cause it's gleaming through. I know it's time for my last brew. But when that last one gets popped, I know it's time to start drinking root beer schnapps. I don't know why I'm drunk as a rule. It's because I'm such a fool. Drinking, I'm drinking, oh, oh, yeah. Drinking, I'm drinking after work.
Stop calling me Frank. It's the name of this band. Drinking After Work is the name of the song. The album is called Spider in My Beer and Other Songs. Fucking great. BobSeska.com/music. If you want to submit your songs to the show, we'll play them right here. Also include them in the monthly Indie Music Countdown podcast. We had a new one on Sunday where we kick things off with the latest track from Astral Summer, as I was saying before. Lots of great music on the Indie Music Countdown. Make sure to check it out and support all of our indie bands here in the show. No one can really tour right now. I know a lot of indie bands make their money by touring, playing clubs, and so on. Not happening. So we have to support by buying the music whenever we can, wherever we can. So yeah, and of course you can get Stop Calling Me Frank everywhere you get your digital music. So moving on here, I wanted to get to this other thing with regard to DHS and rounding up dissidents, which seems to be a trend. How many times have we been talking about this recently? How many times has Donald Trump previewed doing this sort of thing? Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, who's in that post illegally now, said that Bill Barr is, quote unquote, working on conspiracy charges against the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement.
And oh, my God.
Yep. Wait till you hear how they're going after BLM. They're going after BLM using the RICO statute. Mm-hmm. This is the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. This is the thing they use to go after the mafia.
Yeah.
They say here, Wolf said charging anti-fascists and leaders of the BLM movement with conspiracy under the RICO statute is, quote, something that I have talked to Bill Barr personally about. He added, quote, I know that they are working on it. So there
fucking
you go.
Scumbags. And they're just disgusting people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. They're horrible, horrible people. And I hope this backfires significantly against them. Mm-hmm. If this election goes well and Joe Biden wins, we will have done something horribly wrong in the aftermath if Bill Barr isn't the first or second guy in line with a stack of indictments waiting for him. Because what Bill Barr has done to the Justice Department, what Bill Barr continues to do to the American people, what Bill Barr continues to do by bastardizing the notion of justice in this country, is long past due for comeuppance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this, we have to hold this entire cabal accountable for what they've done. And Bill Barr is one of the prime movers of this awfulness. And so, therefore, he absolutely needs to be held responsible. The fact that he's going to go after the Black Lives Matter movement, I mean, this is going to electorally hurt Donald Trump. I mean, make no mistake, BLM is historically popular right now. I know there was a new poll showing that I think it was a 9-point dip in support for BLM since the George Floyd murder. But I think that might be an outlier because it just seems incongruous to me that BLM would be so popular in July, but much less popular in August. Doesn't make any sense.
I think that it was just in Wisconsin that they'd had the... I mean, that's what I heard.
Oh, maybe that was just Wisconsin. That's also possible, too. It can't possibly be national, though. You know, I might have it in my pollgasm stack here. Let me see if I can find. 52% of voters view the Black Lives Matter movement favorably, a 9 percentage point drop since June. And this is Politico. But yeah, I think this is nationally. I don't think this is Wisconsin alone. So I don't know why that is. It seems like an outlier to me. It seems like too drastic a shift.
Drastic and too quick a time.
Yeah, we never see polling move that quickly. Ever. It's usually incremental. This can't possibly be because of some sort of nationwide turning away from BLM. That's absolutely absurd. So the point being that attacking the Black Lives Matter movement, also on top of losing votes for them, completely erases all of that, hey, look at our black friends thing from the Republican convention. They were trying really damn hard to say, hey, look, we're not racist. See our black friends? All of our black friends proving that we're not racist at all. Mm-hmm. But let's start arresting Black Lives Matter people under the RICO statute.
What are they guilty of conspiring to do besides express their First Amendment right of freedom of assembly and the right to protest?
Well, they're projecting Donald Trump's crimes onto BLM.
They are the organized crime syndicate.
Yes.
They are the ones that really need to be prosecuted under RICO. And
I think I recall Donald Trump saying something along the lines of, look at where their money is going or something like that. He was talking about where the funding for BLM goes. By the way, they also think that they're going to start arresting the leaders of the Antifa movement. There is no leadership of the
Good luck
Antifa.
With that one.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Have you guys ever met anyone or talked to anyone who claims to be in the Antifa movement? I haven't. I think could it be a myth that they've just made up? Or are there really Antifa people?
No, I mean, there's people who are, but I mean, we're all Antifa, ultimately.
I'm Antifa.
You're an American.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. But
I'm
technically
the vice secretary of Antifa. Antifa Franklin.
Well,
I'm Antifa.
Yeah, I mean, we are small, like lowercase anti-fascist, but we're not part of the uppercase Antifa group, right? I don't even know if there is no Antifa group, is there?
It's no.
There
isn't.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's like saying there's the head of capitalism. Go get that guy.
Maybe it's Maxine Waters and it's Antifa, and we've just been pronouncing it wrong.
Maybe.
Oh my God, Jody, that was such a great point. It's like, who's the head of capitalism?
Let's get him.
Yeah.
I don't like capitalism anymore. Let's fix it. Who's the head? Let's talk to that guy and have a meeting. I mean, you know, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, that is brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. So I imagine they're going to pick up a couple of people as examples, you know, and they're going to make examples of them by prosecuting them. And it's going to be bullshit.
Can they even do that? It just seems like...
Well, I just imagine the courts just laughing them out of the room. I just imagine judges going...
But meanwhile, people will be in custody and getting exposed to COVID.
Yes.
And, like,
Yes. And libertarians like Rand Paul are saying, habeas corpus, fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I got scared in my car.
He was being, I think I tweeted at him, were you shot 7 times in the back? let me know when you were shot seven times in the back. Yeah. I'll wait.
Well, you know, Jody, that
is it legal to
really,
shoot?
I don't think there's.
Legal?
I mean, it's not really happening. I mean, I'm not sure if it's legal or illegal. I mean, I'm not an expert in things like.
And then
law.
For the president to compare it to blowing a putt.
Yeah.
That just,
and using the term choke, I don't think that was an appropriate use of
just,
the word.
Oh my brain just bleeds. It's like, and then I see the thing about Kim
Jong-un.
That's why Trump's Sarah Sanders, and I can't tell what's not true, what's satire anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's why Trump said it, because his brain started bleeding, allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, I absolutely positively did not have a series of mini strokes. How dare you say
it? Yeah. Nobody said it. Nobody said it.
That's right.
We all now know that you did probably have them because you just said, I didn't do that.
190,000 officially Americans dead today because of Donald Trump.
Today? Is that Johns Hopkins or who's is that?
One World Data. What was that? Okay. Yeah, the main go-to website, the place that I was getting the per million numbers from.
Yeah, because Johns Hopkins right now has it at 186, 185, and that's what I've been using.
Yeah.
Because I think they wait for more confirmation, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be.
But either way, I'm old enough to remember when when he said, if we keep it to 200,000, we're doing a great job. Well, dude, by election day, it's going to be well over 200,000 at the rate we're going.
And of course, he had the nerve today to go after Joe Biden for the response to H1N1.
Which was fine.
Yeah, which is perfect. I mean, especially in comparison to this fucking nightmare, this ongoing disaster that we're living through right now, where Donald Trump is just like, what? I'm president. I'm not president. I'm not president of those cities. Definitely not.
Oh, my God.
What he was saying was that Joe Biden, and he's not sure which nickname to go with. He's all over the place as far as that goes. And by the way, Donald Trump completely abandoned the Keep America Great slogan. That's gone. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even mention it anymore. But so he was talking about H1N1, and I was
Gaga. It just doesn't have quite the ring to it.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Isn't it Maga'a now, like in Hawaiian Maga'a?
Yeah.
Make America great again. Yeah. So there's an apostrophe behind between the two last A's, exactly, like in Hawaiian.
Yeah,
you know, it's Maga'a.
I always say MAGA, by the way. MAGA, MAGA. Mm-hmm. I heard Don Jr. saying MAGA. On Ooh. Fox News.
Is it like plasma?
Plasma, exactly.
Yeah, you know, he probably says pate too. You know?
Probably.
But anyway, so there were 12,000 Americans who died during H1N1 during that outbreak. Mm-hmm. 12,000 people have died of COVID since August 20th.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference. I mean, there's not even any comparison here. Donald Trump was going after saying, oh, all those people in New York are dead because of Andrew Cuomo's incompetence. Donald Trump is president of New York.
Yes.
Excuse me while I jam a pencil into my eye, into my brain.
Donald Trump is president. Donald Trump is president of the quote unquote Democrat run cities. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is president of California. Donald Trump is president of Oregon. Even though he apparently doesn't want to be president of any place where there are Democrats. So you know what? I'm kind of fine with that. I mean, he's already kind of seceding. He's already kind of seceding the Trump people from the normals. No one on the normal side is going, well, we need to secede and we need to become our own country. Donald Trump is doing that himself. I'm not president of these places unless I want to send secret police in there to arrest people and black bag them and disappear them. That's okay. Then I can go do that. But as far as actually governing people who live in places where other people are mean to me, can't do that. I'm not president of those places. I've never heard a president actually kind of confess that there are major parts of the country where, by the way, most people in this country live in the cities.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's not president of the places where the most people live. Mm-hmm. Staggering. By choice. We're not saying you're not president of the cities. He is saying that he's not president of the cities. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Bags of soup. Bags of soup.
Bags of soup. Well, the good news is that...
Rick, you can't throw that. It's too heavy.
I know. It's just so stupid. And who says he can't throw a brick? I've seen lots of people throw a brick. Maybe he can't
throw
a brick.
A brick.
Yeah. Anyone can lift a brick.
I can wing that fuck out of a brick.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some. It's good. That'll go far if you just wing it right. I mean,
yeah,
it's got even got some finger holes like a bowling ball.
Mm-hmm. It does. Some that's of them. Right. Absolutely.
I forgot about the finger holes. Yeah, you're exactly right. What does a brick weigh? 2.5 pounds. Donald Maybe. Trump can't lift a 2.5 pound brick. Donald Trump hasn't done a single day of hard labor in his entire fucking life.
No, he has not.
So he has no idea what a brick weighs. He probably thinks a brick weighs like 1,000 pounds or
like
something
gold.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, gold brick. But here's some good news for you. You want some good news? Nearly 100 current and former Republican leaders are about to endorse Joe Biden, including former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder.
I know somebody that really? Awful thinks Trump is awful, then Trump is really bad.
Yeah, the guy who doomed Flint, Michigan
yeah.
is like, well, man, this guy Trump is way beyond any evil I
He's
could ever do.
He's even worse than I am. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's completely topped me, and I poisoned an entire town. Fucking hell. This effort is being led by former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman, the leader of the group, and one of several Republicans who spoke at the 2020 Democratic National Convention. She told Reuters that Biden is a decent and steady man. Also included here is, I think, Bill Weld mm-hmm. and Rick Snyder of Michigan. I don't see a list on the CNN website in terms of other Republican leaders. I'll be interested
to
know who they are.
I kind of want to take some Republicans like Jim Jordan or SI and be like, look, dude, you clearly don't enjoy governing.
Yeah.
You just want to yell and scream and complain, and you'll get to do so much of that
yeah.
under
Fox
a
News.
Biden presidency.
Yeah. You know, and they can, if they don't want to do that, they can do it on Fox News and get paid a lot more money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm really hoping for the best case scenario in this election. And specifically what I'm talking about is you see this from a lot of never Trumpers.
Trump dies of COVID? Oh, sorry.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm not even going there. Not even touching that. What the never
I'll
Trumpers
touch it for you.
I mean, the never Trumpers are literally looking for the entire Republican Party. Every single Republican on the ballot this November has mm-hmm. to lose. Mm-hmm. And I can't oppose that. They're exactly fucking right. That's what mm-hmm. needs to happen. The Republican Party needs to be devastated by this. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this.
In barrels.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I
huddled around a trash fire. Yeah, exactly.
I mentioned this a little bit at the top of the show with regard to the Q collective and the QAnon conspiracies. Mm. There was a new poll that the Daily Kos and Civics put out, and it discovered that only 13% of Republicans entirely reject all of the Q conspiracies. That means up to 87% of current Whoa. Registered Republicans believe in some form of the QAnon conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. which is, by the way, completely anti-Semitic. I mean, yeah. blindingly anti-Semitic, beyond the pale anti-Semitic. The protocols of the Elders of Zion, for example. Pizzagate is... isn't there a thing with QAnon where they're talking about how if you listen carefully to an interview with John Podesta, you can hear the children in the background like squealing? Oh, God. And
like number nine? Number nine?
Fuck
number it. Nine? I mean...
yeah. yeah. And that the deep state is not just the deep state trying to undermine Donald Trump. The deep state are all pedophiles trying to undermine Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That's I think the centerpiece is that the enemy of QAnon, the enemy of Trump, is just composed of, like, we're all pedophiles, is what they're saying. So.
Well, they were already saying that we'll, like, rip babies out of the mother's womb in the 9th month to abort them.
Yep. Yep. Well, there's that too.
Yeah, because no.
That's one of the worst lies Donald Trump tells.
Oh, no. Wait, did you hear what Ted Cruz said today about pregnancy, that it's not a health issue for women?
Oh, God.
Oh,
that women
Jesus
don't
Christ.
Have that pregnancy is not ever fatal or problematic in your health. Being pregnant is dangerous.
Being pregnant, you can die from being pregnant. In fact,
yes.
there's a pretty solid chance. It's an invasion of your body.
Exactly.
Yeah. By
and
the way,
he basically said that doesn't happen. It's like, oh my God.
And by the way, Texas has the highest.
Well, he's never actually touched a woman, so you've got to cut
him.
No,
he has
some
children.
Slime. Not with that visible layer of slime over him. He never fully makes contact. But Texas has the highest rate of maternal morbidity in the country. Mm-hmm. Which, meaning Texas has the highest rate of women dying at childbirth in the country.
Or of complications.
Complications. Yeah. I mean, pregnancy can be very deadly. I remember Randy Rhodes years ago on her show said that, and this coincides with the post office, mm-hmm. she had an ectopic pregnancy.
Oh, God.
And didn't know it and almost died from it. And it was her mail carrier that found her.
Oh, my God.
And took her, and, you know, she got aid. So it combines a few things, because she was down, and her husband or whomever was the father wasn't around, was at work or whatever. And so she was, you know, in pain, and the mail carrier came, and so she was able to at least answer the door or whatever. And that person helped take care of her and get, and she luckily had the termination of the pregnancy in time so that that embryo wouldn't kill her.
In fact, you know, I've had Dr. Leah Torres on my show mm-hmm. a couple of times in the past year or so, and those shows are absolutely worth listening to, interview shows, because she talks about this in very plain and easy to understand terms, in terms of the overall biology of what it means to be pregnant and the hazards that you face and why having the ability to terminate a pregnancy is so goddamn important.
Absolutely.
And I think, I think we all recognize that. But, you know, they're just going to keep demonizing this. They need the issue, quite frankly. The encouraging thing, strangely enough, is that I don't know that they'll ever entirely ban abortion, because it's the only thing that's keeping that coalition together. It's the only thing that's keeping Republican voters unified to a certain extent.
It's never going to go away. And if the worst case would be if they overturn Roe, and it goes back to the states, was prior to Roe. And until there is a constitutional amendment allowing us to have purview over our own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's really going to be difficult if it's just cases like that. And they keep sending the court cases that they're like, please send us something that we can actually overturn Roe on.
Yeah, exactly.
Please stop sending us stupid stuff. Send us something that's viable, that we can go, you know what? You are correct. We're going to hand it back down to the states. So the states like California and New York and other places will be able to give women the medical care that they need. And women that are living far away or can't afford to get here will not be able to have proper care. And then back alley abortions will begin again. I mean, my sister, my oldest sister had a friend of hers in high school who got pregnant when they were 16.
Oh my God.
And this is in the 60s. Yep. And boom, she went down into the city in New York and had an abortion by a back alley doctor, a doctor in quotes. And she survived it. She hemorrhaged. She did survive the surgery, but she was never able to get pregnant again.
Oh my God. Fucking horrible. That is the real horror show. They really like to make it out to be, well, you know, a woman walks into an abortion clinic 15 weeks into a pregnancy, and it's like, oh my God, what a nightmare. What a horror show. Yeah.
Most women terminate their pregnancies within the first trimester.
Yes. Yep.
And anybody that's in their second or, God forbid, third trimester, they want that child.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want to terminate that pregnancy. There is a reason that pregnancy needs to be terminated.
Yeah.
For physical health reasons. Sometimes in the beginning of the second trimester, it could be for financial or other reasons. But in general, once you get past that first trimester, you want to stay pregnant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Donald Trump.
You know, all you have to do to stop abortion is make birth control readily available.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is vanishingly rare that people have abortions in Western Europe because they don't have unwanted pregnancies.
Well, this has been like a sandbox of mine for many, many years has been this idea, this concept that the Republicans will never fucking support. You want to expose their ridiculousness on abortion? Pitch them this process. See what they say. Make pregnancy free. Mm-hmm. Make the entire process 100% free. Subsidized by the federal government, paid for in full, every last penny from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will oppose that. They will say, well, no, but as you want to save the fetuses,
but you want
why
children
not, yes, why
to
not
be
take,
born.
Why not take the economic concern out of the mm-hmm. equation? Why not take the financial concern out of the equation? I mean, I forget what the actual statistic is, something like 50% in that range of abortions are done because of economic concerns, financial concerns. And so you take that out of the equation, you're you know, eliminating an entire, you know, but they'll never support. They, because they're not interested in that. What they want to do is they want to control women. They're not interested in reducing the number of abortions. They've been given opportunities, real world opportunities, to where studies have proven this limits the numbers of abortions without making it illegal. And they're like, man, I don't want to do that.
Well, no,
yeah,
they don't. I mean, even just if, like you said, even just for the mother carrying the unborn fetus throughout the pregnancy, even if she doesn't want to keep the child for whatever reason, at least the pregnancy is paid for. And then she has the opportunity to give it to a loving couple that would like a baby. You know, and that's what happens with some adoptions. Obviously, the adoptive parents pay for all your medical bills. But you know what? You may not decide until after the baby's born. So at least the pregnancy is taken care of. You've got a healthy baby finally at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, and again, birth control. You're absolutely right, David. If birth control were available, however,
it's
women
so
need
simple.
It.
It's, I mean, so simple.
You know, it's like,
if
it's,
you really want to stop abortion, you stop unwanted pregnancies.
Yep. Well, and they did have, there was a medical advancement on men being able to control how they get women pregnant, because without men,
yeah,
you know, women can orgasm without getting pregnant.
Well, men
cannot orgasm and not get somebody pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
If you orgasm, that's kind of the point. Mm-hmm. Whereas women don't need men to that. We can get pregnant without orgasming, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. I would imagine it does, yes. And you'd be surprised how many women don't have orgasms ever, because guys
and
just
get pregnant.
Don't know. Yeah, exactly.
And get pregnant.
By the way, just as a clarification, I just looked it up. As of 2004, according to a 2004 study by the Guttmacher Institute, 73% of abortions are for the reason of not being able to afford a baby now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the financial reason. 73% as of 2004. It's huge. You make pregnancy free, you eliminate that as a concern, right?
And I do believe,
and rich women will always be able to access
always,
whatever.
Because they can leave the country and take care of it, or have a concierge doctor come over and do it in their nice home or whatever. The other thing with women that I find interesting with abortion statistics is it at least a third, or maybe more than a third, of women who have had an abortion already have children?
Yeah. Yep, that's absolutely true. Yeah. No one's getting to the ninth month and going, hey, you know what? I've had it.
I'm done.
They think that liberal women are just like, oh, you know what? I'm pregnant. I'm just going to have an abortion. You know, and your roommate's like, I think I will too. And
can
I'm
I
not even
you?
Pregnant.
Yeah. Can I go with like, you? It'll be so fun. It's like going to the bathroom together. Oh, my God.
Please. Yep.
People are just so... We got off the rails.
Yes, we are way late. We're
sorry
way,
about that.
We're way late for a break. We're going to take a quick break here, come back, and then wrap up the show. Got some polegasm here for you right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com. Bob Seska!
This is Battle Tapes. Last Resort and Spa is the name of the song. It's the lead-off track from their EP called Form. Link in the description at bobseska.com to support all of our bands here on the show. And thank you to all of them for providing the best music around to this program. I really appreciate it. It's such a special treat to be able to do all this, to be able to play all these songs that most of you have never heard before, but I hope we're introducing some brand new music to your vernacular, including David's music, too. Okay.
I'm going to be on Stephanie Miller on Wednesday, by the way.
On Wednesday! Hey! Thank God.
I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Have you decided what you're
going to... Hi, sexy liberals.
Have you decided what you're going to wear yet? Because it's video, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear anything.
Oh, good.
Just totally naked.
Yep.
I'm okay. Down with that.
Well, good.
Why
good.
Not?
That'll take the pressure off of me.
Totally.
So, speaking of orgasms, we've got a polegasm here. This is actually some really good news. The polls are looking strong. Don't get happy. Don't get happy.
Don't get complacent.
I'm looking at you in your car, or you at the gym, or whatever. Just don't fucking get happy. Okay. So, brand new Fox News poll. Donald Trump's already screaming about this on Twitter today. Fake news, fact poll. Arizona's got Joe Biden up 49 to Trump's 40. North Carolina, Joe Biden is up 50 to Trump 46. Wisconsin, Joe Biden 50, Donald Trump 42. All good news. Strange. We're looking at Arizona and Georgia again, maybe even Texas. I've been noticing, too, that some of the toss-up lists aren't including Texas, but the numbers that I'm seeing, Texas is fucking close. I mean, Texas is a couple of points spread between Trump and Biden.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So let's see what else here. 52% of likely voters support Biden, while 42% support Trump. That's from Quinnipiac and Axios. 8% of Americans said crime was the top priority for the country. Only 8%, huh? Compared with 30% who said it was the economy or jobs. Well, bad news for Trump right there. Couple of different reasons of, you know, bad news for Trump. 16% said it was healthcare, their top concern. 52% of voters view the Black Lives Matter movement favorably. We were talking about that before. 28% of Biden supporters say they won't accept a Trump victory as fair and accurate, while 19% of Trump supporters say they won't accept a Biden victory as legitimate. I don't even know what to make of that one. Yeah, duh. I mean, we're all deeply, deeply concerned about the integrity of this election. I think that goes without saying. 57% of Democratic voters plan to cast their ballots before Election Day, either through the mail, 28%, or a drop box, 11%. Or voting early at a satellite location, 18%. 66% of Republicans, meanwhile, plan to vote in person on Election Day. That's all the Trump effect right there.
Exactly.
36% of Americans expect the winner of the 2020 presidential election to be announced on election night. Well, they're going to be disappointed because that ain't going to happen. As much as I wanted to, trust me, I want this to be over so fucking soon. I wanted it to be over years ago, but we're stuck. And, you know, I just hope it's not too fucking ridiculous, the amount of time we're going to have to wait.
I don't think it will be. If we're showing up early and voting early, there's literally no reason for votes not to start being counted the morning of, if not before that. But that morning, you can start counting your absentee ballots. You can start counting your early voting ballots while people are voting. And each precinct can do it as they come in. That's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I don't see why we won't have if the South falls, if the East Coast starts to look like with 70% reporting in, which is when you can do the math, is around 70-75% of precincts reporting. If Florida falls, if, you know, North Carolina falls to and goes to Biden, we'll know by Ohio what's going on.
God, I hope so. I hope so, because I don't want to give Trump any opportunity to declare victory. And there was an Axios piece that was going around this week that was causing people's heads to explode. And it was all about how it's going to look like on election night that Donald Trump won big time.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
No,
and and that Biden is eventually going to win, but it's going to take time to count those votes to get him to that place. And
No. That's not going to happen. We're with the Democrats, 54% of us voting earlier or by mail.
Yeah.
The votes are going to be in early.
Mm-hmm.
End of statement. They will be there on Election Day. And if it's 54% of us, that means only, 46% of us are going to vote in person on the day. And they have slightly high. I really am not that concerned about it. The math is there on our side.
I think we're going to be okay. It's just going to be one of those things where it's going to be super intense for a few days. Yeah, that's
it could
what I'm
be, but I think that when the, because remember when poor, and I use the word poor loosely, what's his face, Bush's guy went running down into the,
Karl
depths
Rove.
Of Fox, Karl Rove, when he went running down in 2012, because, you know, 70% was starting to come in. That includes usually absentee ballots. That includes early voting in these states, you know. It doesn't just, and if you can't vote early, everybody's going out whether they're a Democrat or not, you know. Everybody, if the states that are preventing easy voting, the Democrats are going to go out in higher numbers. See Wisconsin primary.
Did you notice Joe Biden is calling for some sort of real-time fact checking for the debates?
Is. And now Trump doesn't want to debate. This is smart.
Oh, doesn't he?
Trump is going, no. He doesn't like the debate moderators, first off.
Oh, right, yes.
And then with Nancy Pelosi putting it into his brain that Joe Biden shouldn't debate him because of this. So now Joe wants real-time fact-checking. Well, I mark my words, Trump might do the first debate, but not the other two.
Right, right. That's going to be interesting. The first debate, by the way, is September 29th.
Yes, Stephanie's birthday.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Stephanie Miller. Here's fucking skull-crushing TV
amount
program to watch for you.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, that's going to be a fucking... I don't even know what to expect in that debate. It's just going to be a mess.
Yeah.
This is going to be, between now and Election Day, the next whatever it is, 61 days, just a gigantic mess.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to us all. All right, that's it for the show. Jody Hamilton's at from-the-bunker.com. David Ferguson is at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. And the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network is at sexyliberal.com. Also, we're at Patreon, bobseskashow.com. Okay, take care, folks. Bye-bye.